Monday night, or Liyut Kislev, the 10th hour of the 10th minute of the 10th century of the 10th Dvar Halacha of the last 10 days. Please give your money, send in your money, check or money order. You can make it out for $10. We all know that when Hilchos Brachos, Seuda, we all know when we wash, so we don't make a bracha on anything else during the meal, basically. There are, of course, exceptions, dessert, v'chadoyme, but I'm talking about the general halacha that you don't, everything's considered tofel to the bread. And the poskim agree that it's even b'zman hazeh, where our eating habits have totally changed, and bread is probably, for the most part, at least by Western eating habits in Eretz Yisrael. When I first came here, I rather understood for the first time what it means that the bread is the main meal, because like they taka, I went to a simcha, they served bread and just a bunch of salads, and that was it. Like, I'm waiting for the main course. This is the main course. So, but even in Eretz Yisrael, it's changing now. And there's just a lot of food out there, Baruch Hashem. But the poskim say, you know, it still passes the ikker. Even if, you know, even if you're eating very little pas, you should always make sure to eat a kibetza, or at the very least, a kazayas, for the brachas involved. You're going to be benching. You made on the tilos yadayim. And okay, but what's not so clear is if you get a neighbor sends something in the middle of the meal, your neighbor sends over some kugel or a piece of some food that and totally unexpected, and it's not the derech, you know, maybe if you're in a small community, so it's the derech to send over, you know, please taste some of this delicious kugel I made. But, you know, if it's not like that, and it's totally what's called charig, I don't know what charig means, by the way. It's totally unexpected and unusual and totally not, we didn't have in mind. It's not something that was, so the question is that a reason to make a bracha? Many achronim hold yes. Many achronim hold that the Aruch Shulchan holds that you do have to, and it's all totally in daitoi liftor, and if it's totally not expected, mamish, then you would have to make a bracha on a regular thing during the meal. The Mishnah Berurah, though, doesn't say anything about that anywhere. And so the later achronim on the dayik that the Mishnah Berurah holds, like the other achronim that holds that it doesn't make a difference, that it's always botel to the bread, to the pas, but it's really not that poshut, and therefore the gor later achronim suggest that if you think something like that might happen, but I guess once you think something like that might happen, then there's no need for an eitzah anymore. But it's best to always think by the hamotzi to cover. We've had this before in Hilchos Brachos. Always have in mind that you wanted to cover everything that might possibly come up, and this way, that's the safest thing. So even if something unexpected comes up, but you had in mind, you want the hamotzi to cover everything. That's the best eitzah. L'maisa, we don't have that in mind, because l'maisa, we have like 18 other things that we're supposed to have in mind. So, l'maisa, it's, I would say, not to make a bracha. To go with the mashmos of the Brura, really, but there's no mashmos in the Mishnah Brura like that. Mashmos is because he doesn't say it anywhere, and he really would. So I would go because the pshat is it's botel to the bread memela. It's not really a question of having it in mind. The kachnir ali. So I'd vote not to make a bracha, but the achrayim say the best thing is to have in mind by the hamotzi. Okay.